The most common application of this treatment is in patients following open-heart surgery. Atrial arrhythmias, principally atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter, occur in about 30% of patients after open-heart surgery, and surgeons usually leave a pair of temporary stainless steel wire electrodes on the atrial epicardium for diagnostic and therapeutic use in the postoperative period. These wires can first be used to confirm the diagnosis of atrial flutter and then apply rapid atrial pacing techniques quickly, effectively, safely to restore sinus rhythm. If the atrial flutter continues to recur, as is very common in patients who have to open heart surgery, it is not unusual to deliberately fibrillate the atria by pacing at very rapid rates, 400 to 450 beats per minute, and to continue pacing at that rate, simply precipitating atrial fibrillation makes it far easier to control ventricular response rate. And in the postoperative patient, if one waits for several hours to maybe up to a day, the pericarditis, which is so critical in the genesis of postoperative arrhythmias, will have cooled off a bit. And when one stops pacing, very often the fibrillation will revert to sinus rhythm, particularly in patients who have never had atrial arrhythmias before the surgery. So that rapid atrial pacing in patients following open-heart surgery is the treatment of choice.